This is the save point. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to episode 59 of the Save Point. I am one of your hosts, Alyssa Rosa, and I'm joined today, obviously, by my lovely co-host, Chancleta Mangu, aka Mondo. How you doing today, Mondo?
Feels good to be in the winner's circle.
Yes, but we're not alone. We are not alone today. We brought along our fellow VGA member. You may know him as the Pokemon Don, but around here we call him Navis. How are you doing today, Ivan?
Fantastic. As you can see, I am I'm rocking a little bit of gear. Ooh, you know, the yes. Xbox Series X. I have that. I have my Xbox mini fridge. I decided to put some, you know, some Xbox merch around. You know, I know everything is very Pokemon-esque here, but I am obviously very super excited. I'm excited to be here, as always.
We love having you on. We were expecting more friends, but they're all busy, unfortunately. So it's just going to be us three chopping it up. We're going to talk about this news today. I want Mondo to lead this because I'm a newly owned. I'm the newly owned Xbox person. So give us some background details on it, and then we could jump right into it. You know.
Yeah, I mean. Man, this is so insane. I want to make sure I put up I get an article so that I don't get any information wrong. I don't want to get this wrong. But unless you've been living under a rock, at about 8 a.m. Eastern this morning, news hit that Microsoft or Xbox. I don't even know. Like, is it Xbox? Is it Microsoft who's technically making the purchase? But I think it's Microsoft technically.
Microsoft, yeah.
And so Microsoft is purchasing Activision Bethesda for $68.7 billion. That is billion
with a Activision
Blizzard.
Oh, I was saying. Sorry.
Bethesda.
Oh, Bethesda. Sorry, they already own Bethesda.
Yeah, they already own. Yeah.
Sorry, Activision Blizzard. For $68.7 billion. Billions with a B. Like the television show. Like the insurmountable amount of money that I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. Did you... How big does a building have to be to fit $68.7 billion? You know? It's gotta be pretty big. But anyways, this is massive because this is gonna put games like the Diablo series, Overwatch. I don't want to say the biggest one yet. StarCraft, Candy Crush, and probably the bigger one other than that, Call of Duty in Xbox's ecosystem. And obviously we don't know what that means or what's going to come into play, but if the Bethesda acquisition is to tell us anything, it's that they didn't buy this so that they could continue putting those games on PlayStation. And so, this is crazy. This is Microsoft's biggest acquisition ever as a company, not even just for the Xbox division. And this is coming a few weeks after Tencent purchased, forget what group of studios they purchased, but that was like $14 billion. And like, that was the biggest acquisition in gaming for all of 3 weeks. And Microsoft said, hold my motherfucking beer. I got this. I don't know. This shook the earth for me. Robski, shout out to Robski, sent this early in the Slack. I saw this. I'm not going to joke about it, but wow, almost. That's the kind of shit you almost get into an accident seeing. Like, oh my God. And yeah, I immediately jumped into a Spaces to talk about it because wow. And yeah, I don't know. It's just been that kind of day. It's CNN's talking about it. You know, Reuters is talking about it. This is the kind of news day it is. And so, if it's big for them, imagine how big it is just for gamers in general. So this is industry changing, industry shifting. And so
just to let everybody know, Activision Blizzard went just yesterday. It was at for just stock wise, and I was actually looking at the market this week, and I was like, oh, you know, it'll probably go up to $70, you know, but just because of how the trending is going, it went from $65 to $86, almost $87. It jumped in literally less than oh my gosh,
quite
a bit. Just a few hours. Quite a bit.
No, and it's a big deal. This deal wouldn't be finalized until June of next year. So there's still a ways to go on, you know, making this official and that actually, you know, Activision and Blizzard actually becoming a part of Xbox Studios. Is that how that's going to work? Crazy. And obviously another big, you know, because this is a multi-layered thing. If you don't know, Blizzard and Activision are currently going through a lot of turmoil and things going on at the company with sexual harassment, allegations. And I don't say allegations as in like they're not true. No, they are 100% true. And they've been sued by the state of California, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a whole big thing. And and so this comes at a very interesting time where Bobby Kotick is like probably one of the most hated people in the gaming industry right now, and still don't understand why he has a job there. This news is also coming fresh off of the news that the board over there at Blizzard Activision were in support of Bobby Kotick staying CEO for the indefinite future, and that kind of took people aback. And so this news coming in, a company like Microsoft and Xbox, who are very diverse, very inclusive, very progressive and forward driven in their messaging and how they carry themselves and how they approach. They put an image up of the leadership team and the leadership structure. Like once this deal is done, you know, obviously Phil Spencer at the top and the Sarah Bonds, Matt Booneys and the rest of them in underneath. But it is a very healthy mix of men and women in that leadership team, you know, and like that is the progressive, and of color, right? You can put a little bit more color in there, but you know, we're getting there, we're getting there. Give Sarah Bond, give Activision to Sarah Bond, and then we'll be good, you know. But just finish all the point. A company like that coming in and buying Activision Blizzard in the state that it's in, you know, they're gonna shake it up. Bobby Kotick, in my opinion, is gonna be out that door, day one once that deal is done, because I can't imagine that they're going to move forward with him as part of the company. You just can't he actually, there's proof that he actually knew what was going on and actively did things to avoid getting people in trouble and things of that nature. That's not cool. So yeah, I'm sorry that was a long explanation, but that is the whole situation. I feel like we had to really get that whole thing because it's so multifaceted, this story and this this purchase and stuff. But Ivan,
and even just to add on.
No, I was gonna say you should go first. No, I would love to hear what you got first. You guess here. What do you think of the purchase? This acquisition.
Yeah, no, this purchase is huge. I mean, you know, I will always remember like 2 years ago. I was probably one of the first beta testers for Game Pass. Two and a half years ago, and I told everybody, yo, Game Pass is really going to be huge. And then they just started acquiring different companies, and everything just sort of started to like fall into place. Now to the point now where, I mean, I don't want to bring up Sony right now, but also
now we're gonna talk about
you have to, yeah, we'll talk about this really, but I really wanted to kind of speak, you know, just wanted to stay on topic of a Blizzard, because you know, we talked, or rather, we've seen Diablo 4, Overwatch 2. They're taking forever. Very turbulent development process. No one really knows what's going on. I think they sent a real, they had like a YouTube video, maybe a 30-second YouTube video about like how the characters are going to look like. Super lackluster. You know, their IPs are not doing so well. World of Warcraft are suffering from like its worst back-to-back expansions ever. There is so much that Blizzard's just like fumbling the bag on. And for Xbox to just kind of acquire it, like I'm excited to see what World of Warcraft will look like coming to console. I'm almost wanted to, like, and I know we were kind of talking about that via our channels, but like this opens up so much for the future of not only for the Xbox but also for gaming too. And whether or not it will be on Game Pass, I'm assuming it will be on Game Pass. Will that work for mobile? Will that work for PC? Obviously it was going to work for PC, but it's just so, it's great to see Xbox really putting, you know, just kind of going like full throttle on these acquisitions, being really strategic on the next steps, on, you know, like really like kind of owning the market, you know, and really can give that accessibility. Because again, what Xbox has right now that Sony does not have is like end of day with Game Pass, I'm able to play either some games, granted, I'm not going to say all games you can play everywhere, but like that ecosystem is really being built. And I'm not necessarily seeing that with PlayStation or Sony. And they're really putting a lot of focus on virtual reality. which I wish Brandon was here to kind of really speak about, because I know he really wanted to speak about Virtual Reality. But no, it's again, it's huge. We all know this is going to be big news, and I mean, I'm excited to see like how that starts, you know, shaping up throughout like the next few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I would have to agree. I recently became an owner of an Xbox, so like obviously, I think this would have like affected me any which way, because I know a lot of people play, you know, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, those games that are belonging to Blizzard. But I, on the Activision end, have been a fan of Crash Bandicoot since I was a kid. And it's kind of just like the ultimate, I hate to use this, but fuck you, because it started out on PlayStation and now it will essentially, or could essentially, just be an exclusive to Xbox in the future. And it wasn't too long ago that Activision acquired Blizzard either. I feel like it was either last year or the year prior. So it's like, it's kind of mind-blowing that even though they joint forces, they still couldn't help Blizzard. And also the fact that both companies were just not where they needed to be in that given time, even down to the people who worked for them, and specifically the people who are affected by these sexual harassment allegations. And those of those people who have lost their lives as well, because it's not just, you know, that they still live. I know one person specifically lost their life to what was going on there. But it's insane, because this is a major move. It's like, we prior to us talking about this, we were saying it's like when Disney acquired Marvel and Star Wars and all those things. It's just like, oh my gosh, what more can they do to add to this without becoming a monopoly or being viewed as a monopoly? But I think the most important thing to me as a consumer is that it seems like they really care about the service that they want to bring to Game Pass, or that they want to make Game Pass be. They essentially want it to be your Netflix and your Hulus and your Disney Pluses, but all in one place. And I really do wonder what Sony is going to do, because this is huge. This is not some, you know, little, oh, we're going to take Discord and like, oh, we're going to take that. I mean, we were not too long ago, Mondo, we were talking about if Square Enix would be the next company that Sony tries to acquire. Yeah. And it's like, it would make the most sense. I think now, I don't know about you, but for me, especially after the Ubisoft Plus situation that, you know, was released, I think Sony, either they're going to have to bend the knee, like everybody's saying, and put Game Pass on their system, yeah, or they're going to have to figure out a way to be like, hey, we're still in this game. We want to be here for the long run. Here's Spartacus, but we also acquired this, and this. So that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. No, I mean, I get where both of y'all are coming from. I'm messy.
I just want...
But you go before I get messy.
I know you're going to get, yeah. So, like, I just want to say, like, just because everyone's saying, like, oh, we have, you know, World of Warcraft, Diablo, Overwatch franchise, but we have to start to think. Spyro, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah, I got the
Crash list. Bandicoot.
Yeah.
There's also, like, Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero could come back.
Guitar Hero could come back. There's also the remakes of GoldenEye 007 that's still part of their, within their, like, a franchise. I mean, these are big things that we've grown up with. Yeah. So they could just say, you know what, let's just make something here, put exclusively for Xbox. And
I mean,
I think it was the last
episode or the episode prior, we talked about GoldenEye. And I think Mondo thought it was interesting because it wasn't through, I forget what the original platform was for it, but it was through Xbox. And you were kind of like, that's interesting. And now we know why, because they acquired it, so it makes a lot of sense why they would be working on it.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, I mean, y'all made some great points. I don't really disagree with anything y'all said. I'm just
get messy.
Listen. This is kind of crazy, because for me, in my head, the way this is playing out is, yesterday was an interesting day. Like, yesterday, the conversation on the internet was, oh, are PlayStation going to put their games on PC day one? And, oh, why would they? Why wouldn't they? Why is it a good idea? Why is it a bad idea? And I was in Tony's space, and I said that, like, I don't think that Sony has any reason to do that right now, because they make the best games, they have the best-selling console, like, they're the market leader. They don't have any reason to pivot, even though I do think that they need to get ready and position themselves to pivot, because, you know, that could always change. And it's just kind of funny how, yo, not even 24 hours later, man, this is the conversation that we're having now. And people could have those same spaces today with the same exact titles, and they'll be having an entirely different conversation today. And I would too. I'm like, fuck, this is insane. I'm just interested to see what PlayStation is going to do. Like, this is on the Xbox side, y'all said it all. This is great for Xbox. They're going to get a slew of games. Not this year's Call of Duty, but next year's Call of Duty might not be on PlayStation.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a maybe.
Because it doesn't, yeah, because it doesn't finalize. Since it doesn't, people were saying,
yeah, it doesn't finalize until June. It could also be that one. Yeah.
Yeah, so it could be 2020. If they release them as regularly as they do going forward, like Xbox as a company, or Microsoft, then it would probably be 2024.
Yeah.
And it would be more mainline games versus like Vanguard and Warzone, where they're like
free. Yeah, just to be clear, I think Warzone is going to stay on the PlayStation.
Oh, 100%.
And all the Call of Duty games that have been on there will be on there too. But yeah, Call of Duty, future Call of Duties in 2023, maybe not. 2024, mm-hmm. You can count that shit out. That is not happening. And so that's interesting. Overwatch 2. A lot of people are looking forward to that. That is an Xbox game now. And like you were saying too, Ivan, Call of Duty League, Overwatch League. That's big money. And PlayStation knows that too, because PlayStation just bought out Evo. Like, they understand the significance of that. And that plays into their community and how most of the fighting game community is like on PlayStation or PC, but it really does feel like it's PlayStation. Like,
it really is.
It's like get sticks and play on PlayStation. Like, that's kind of like the fighting game route, I feel like. So it's interesting. To your point, Alyssa, I do see PlayStation buying Square Enix now. Like, I feel like that's become like a conversation, a hot topic or whatever. But I don't even feel like they're going to do it because they want to. I feel like they're just going to do it because they have to.
They have to.
And because, like, they just got to make sure that, like, some things become untouchable. And Square Enix, that just seems awesome. Like the one is Square Enix. Like, it's been that since day one. I'm surprised I've been here for 20-something years and they still don't own them. If we're being real,
right.
The way that relationship has been for the past few decades.
Yeah.
Wow. That Spartacus, better have, yo, those. This is what I'm talking about.
Needs to have a lot of different things.
Yeah, it needs to have a lot of different things. And like Ivan was saying, I don't think they have the infrastructure to even compete with Xbox Game Pass, because they're gonna have to build a PC launcher to even compete on the PC front and give us the same like level of accessibility that Xbox Game Pass gives us. Like, this being able to play games anywhere, PlayStation is not set up for that right now.
Forever, really.
I'm
not trying to be facetious.
Well, that's when you go and pay for somebody else. I mean, they're already paying Microsoft for their servers to do what they're currently doing with the cloud, and that isn't even a lot.
And what we're talking about is something that is totally, like, I'm not saying that fans don't want it, but for years, Sony fans, and I'm one of them, have been begging PlayStation to make their consoles backwards compatible. They don't even do that. So it's just like, if they don't take advantage of certain things, like the fact that I can play SSX on my fucking Xbox, like, I'm sorry to be cursing and to be this person, it's utterly mind-blowing to me, because I can't play that anywhere else. I was just talking about that game yesterday. Like, I wish Sony understood I get, like, you want to focus on the now and the kids now and the gamers now, but a lot of us are still gaming, and a lot of us have kids that don't know a lot about gaming, and they would prefer to like learn from their parents outside of just your Fortnites, your Call of Duties and your Apex and all those things. There's more to gaming than surface level, you know? And I think it's our opportunity as seasoned gamers to teach these kids, yeah, this is what I used to play. And yeah, the difficulty is ridiculous. That video that we posted on our socials about that little boy playing Crash Bandicoot, those are the moments that we really yearn for. This is why we have VGA. It's just what we want to do. We want to pass it along. So I feel like Sony is just missing the mark, and this is coming from me who loves, I love Sony. I would ride for them, but they need to do something. They need to fix it. Please.
Yeah. And like, it's too much. It's just too much. They're going for the jugular with this one. They're telling Sony, we here, we not playing games. I see Golden Bread in the chat saying they gonna keep Call of Duty games. No, they're not. Those Call of Duty games are going to Xbox, and if you want to play them, you need to go get an Xbox, or you need to get on PC and play it through Game Pass. But I promise you, bro, they are not paying $70 billion so that those games can stay on PlayStation. Because I promise you, most of those people on PlayStation are going to go and play Call of Duty. What do you think they're going to do? Just stop playing Call of Duty? What are they going to go play? Where are they going to go scratch that itch? Nowhere. Yeah. I love Battlefield, but Battlefield ain't Call of Duty. And as great as Halo is, and Halo's making its comeback, those are completely different games. Like, they're like different style games, pace and all that stuff. They attract different kind of players. Same for Apex and Fortnite and all that stuff. They have a crowd. That crowd's going over there to play Call of Duty. Same way the crowd who loves Skyrim and the other Elder Scroll games, they're going to go play Xbox when that Elder Scrolls 6 comes out. And if Starfield ends up being Skyrim in space, which is a, you know, whatever, who knows, people will gravitate towards that. And that's what they're banking on. They're willing to forego the millions of people who will buy it on PlayStation to get you to subscribe for $15 a month. Right now, yesterday's price is not today's price. Well, it is today, but that price going up soon. That price going up next year.
Travis just said you leave more money on the table by not making it exclusive.
Right. Yeah, you do.
But I also could see if it was a timed exclusive. I can see them doing that because it was already pre-exist. I think that's, honestly, that's just them being courteous.
Yeah.
I don't know that they would do it, but that's the only way I could really see
them like, being on Sony. They're going to be like, enjoy that war zone. Enjoy that war zone. That they're going to slowly stop supporting. Watch.
But that's the only way that I could see them being just nice towards PlayStation and being we'll give it to you. Give us Final Fantasy VII Remake first before you decide to jump on the bandwagon.
All right, so now here's the other thing. A lot of people don't even feel like they're done. A lot of people are like, oh, wow, they're wilding. No, who else are they going to buy?
They're going to do something crazy.
Right? Because still, they're only number three, still behind Sony and Tencent. Who's just out there wilding?
Yeah,
buying everything.
Do you think that this is eventually going to get into a position where, like, again, to my point about Golden Bread, you know, I'm telling you, Call of Duty, Game Pass only, day one. But does something like that make Sony reconsider this idea of letting people play Game Pass on their PlayStation? And this is something that we talked about in a podcast episode way back, and I said, it wouldn't be too crazy to me because Xbox has let go of this idea that they want to sell you a box. Everybody's always going to make their own box, but that's because you kind of have to just always make your own box, right? Like, it just is what it is. But they don't care if you play their games on PC. They don't care if you play them on your phone. They don't care if you play them on your microwave. As long as you're playing their games, that's what they care about. And so for Xbox, that's just a plus to them. They're like, oh, this is just another platform that people can play Xbox Game Pass. For Sony, it's where it comes in, and it's just like, oh, wow, you know, how does this interfere with the money we're making and stuff like that? But now, when something like this is interfering with the money you're making just completely and may make people choose, this is the kind of thing that makes somebody choose another console over yours. You know what I mean? The Call of Duty fans who still have PS4s are currently sitting in their house right now saying, huh, might have to get an Xbox, you know? And that's a game changer for PlayStation. So, like, do you think that they might pivot and do that? Do you think that that's too far-fetched? Alyssa, you can start with Alyssa.
Oh, okay.
You can go back and forth.
I would love to think, I think that's the way that you presented it. It's very much open. I think it depends on what Spartacus is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, and what that entails and what it brings. Because and if it comes, because if it doesn't, I just think that if it doesn't happen, they're going to have to bend the knee somehow, some way. And if it's them putting Game Pass on their services, like on PlayStation, I think first and foremost, that sucks because you're paying for the Xbox service while you're paying for your Sony service. And it, that's just the reality of it. But I also think it would probably, in my opinion, be more beneficial if Game Pass was the one place we all go to just play whatever game we want. And you choose if you want to play on your PlayStation, if you want to play on your Xbox, your PC. Not going to throw Nintendo in there because they don't care. But if at some point, someday, Nintendo, that's where
too.
We go.
I was going like, to say them yeah. too, actually.
That's I, w- a good point. I would just assume Game Pass be the place that we go. They all take a portion of whatever is theirs, and we just choose whatever console we want. Or whatever type of thing we want.
To your Nintendo point, the Steam Deck is coming. And you know what you can play on the Steam Deck? Xbox Everything. Game Pass. And so that's changed. That's going to change the mobile market, like the handheld market.
For sure.
Like OD. What about you, Evan? What do you think? And also, and to that point, too, like you, somebody who owns 5 Switches.
Mr. Nintendo.
Mr. Nintendo, Mr. Pokemon, everything. Yeah, I don't... It's hard for me. So I wanted to kind of pivot back to where we were talking about like Activision and Call of Duty just being on like just exclusively for Microsoft. It makes sense. End of day, while it's true, we don't necessarily need the box to we don't need the actual console itself to do anything. But I mean, it doesn't hurt for Microsoft to put, you know, a few more dollars, you know, for every time that someone buys it, because I don't think we're ready yet. Truth be told, I don't think we're ready yet for players to play on mobile, to play Call of Duty on mobile.
No, not at all.
It would be cool, but I just don't think we're ready just for that. So you're almost forced to buy a whole system. Like, yeah, I know you like Call of Duty. You're going to have to buy the system. Would Sony ever want to put Game Pass on PlayStation? That would be...
You know, this is what I was talking about with Alyssa. It's a rough spot between what you want to do and what you gotta do. And right. I know PlayStation don't want to do it, but if you gotta do it, like with this Square Enix thing, PlayStation doesn't want to spend all that money to buy Square Enix. That's a lot of money to throw at just, you know, purchasing a company that is already giving you their product exclusively. And you're just going to do this just to make sure that some Tencent or an Amazon or God forbid a Microsoft comes in and just swoops them up. And now that thing is gone and you have nothing. So they don't want to do that, but they got to do that, you know? And so they're in a rough spot. It's tough. I'll say one thing. I was in a space today that was getting hosted by some PlayStation and content creators. And yo, I thought I attended a funeral. I swear. I thought I was at a funeral. I thought I was at a wake. I thought someone's dog died. It wasn't that they were sad, but like I'd never seen this stern. This like stern seriousness, like yo, they were. I heard somebody say. I remember somebody came up and was talking, and he was making some points in like defense of PlayStation and how like no, this isn't all that bad, like et cetera, et cetera. And the guy was like, "Look, man, sometimes you just gotta face reality." Yo, I heard that. I fucking lost it. Shout out to them, that's how I was like, wow. Gotta face reality. That's where y'all are at. And I'm telling you again, the parallels from yesterday are insane. And also, I was watching Kind of Funny Games yesterday, and they were reporting on Phil Spencer talking about Game Pass and how their competitors were going to compete. And he said himself, "Yo, this is how you knew he had this tucked, bro. He had this shit tucked in the back pocket." He said, "No. We believe." In Game Pass, and that he believes our competitors are going to do the same. And that was yesterday that was like reported like on news outlets and stuff like that. And then today this shit drops. If you are telling me that isn't a guy on a mission who knows where he's trying to be and what he needs to do to get there, you got Phil Spencer like messed up. Like that dude is not playing games.
very much a Capricorn.
He's wild. He was hyper aware, of course. But
he was like, I know how to move the market.
But
and that's what he's
but
doing.
To, like, but yeah, but to like, true. But to set those things up that way, like those are domino effects. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I feel like even when we date it back to Xbox 360, like at every given moment, I feel like personally in the gaming industry, Microsoft has forced Sony at least to do things that they would have just like been okay with. Like they've just been like, no, we chilling, we cool, we got this, we selling all these consoles, we selling all these games, we cool. And Xbox is like, nah, like we out here. And they're like, no, like we get you out here, but you're not out here. And they're like, no, we're out here and we're doing this, we're doing this. Yeah. And Sony's sitting there like, oh, our PS3 didn't take off, oh shit, okay. We got the PS4 rolling. Yeah, we got lucky. Our console, our PS5 is moving, but this Game Pass thing is really messing us up. Like, I haven't touched my PS5 in a few days. I'm not gonna lie. So, ever since I got my Xbox, it's just been have games to play. It's really not about. At the end of the day, I just want to make this clear because I own all three, like Switch.
How does that feel now, by the way? That's the first for you ever because you never owned an Xbox.
No, I only owned the original and that was it. And I've never owned like current gen altogether at the same time. Yeah, it's always been a Sony console and a Nintendo, but it feels weird. Like I have options, but I think it also feels good because I don't have to sit back and think like, I have nothing to play. There's nothing to play. You know, I can just go on Game Pass or wherever to play whatever I want. So.
Yeah, Game Pass has a lot. Like there is a myriad of games. It's like, Overcooked, perfect. We can play that with some friends. We have this, perfect.
Halo. Like, we played Halo yesterday.
Yeah, and that I can play it on my PC.
Yeah.
Again.
Now to wrap things off, just to touch on the Bobby Kozak point again. It eventually throughout the day it started coming out that. It looks like he's not going to be part of day-to-day businesses and stuff. He said himself, when they need me. And I think that's his way of saying,
that's all I need him.
I'm out the door. You know what it is. They're going to let me go.
He said, they don't need me.
They needed him yesterday. That's it.
So, obviously, I mean, I'm sure the wide sentiment across all of us is like, that's a great idea. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start this off just so I can give you guys a base of maybe where to start, because what from what I'm thinking is if you let him go, somebody's got to take over. You know what I mean? Like, they can't just... leave Activision without a leader. And so I've been watching a lot, listening to a lot of people talk about this today, and a lot of people are saying that it'd be a great opportunity for Sarah Bond to take the helm of Activision Blizzard and sort of lead that and I think that would be incredible. Put a woman in the lead over there too. Mm-hmm. and someone who's has always been outspoken about the things that they're going through over there and stuff. So what do y'all think about him finally getting out of there a year and a half almost from now, which is far away, but hopefully it happens sooner than that. I'm not even gonna lie to you, but
Sure, it's not just him.
Yeah, and it's not just him. You're right. It's not
just him. Everybody who sided with him is definitely out the door too. That's like for sure.
Yeah. But no, elaborate further if you don't mind.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. So we've known this since July of 2021 when those accusations started to come through. Mm-hmm. They have a whole walkout. This was a whole situation. In terms of optics. Not looking good in terms of like the output of these games, not looking good. They're not doing anything with their titles. Like it's a mess of a situation that's going on over there. So they're probably gonna do a complete sweep of all the executives and they're probably going to bring their own people. That's usually how these acquisitions go. I'm coming from personal experience, as I told y'all. It's just gonna happen. Like they're not gonna keep the people that are around, because obviously Phil Spencer, realistically, right, he has an idea of like what's look forward to. His executives are people, you know, we have like one or two people of color. We have like more women now in the field, so at least in his team. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing more of that. They need to make a statement, and to bring more women, it makes sense for having Sarah Bond to just take over as CEO to say, hey, we believe in these, in your voices, and we believe that we need change here. Mm-hmm. And someone, especially with like her acumen, it makes sense, especially if someone from business development. Yeah, she's gonna definitely rock through that.
Yeah, from my perspective, I feel the exact same way that Ivan just said, honestly. And I think that is like the most, like, it is very strategic, and it can probably feel to people looking on the outside that, you know, oh, of course you're going to put a woman in that position, because that there was very much a lack thereof respect towards women in general at that company. And I think at the end of the day, that's what you have to do, I personally believe, because that shows that you actually care. And it's not really about Microsoft and the fact that they acquired this. At the end of the day, if this didn't even happen and the board of those people were actually genuine, authentic people, they should have saw that moment and been like, this is our opportunity to flip this and make it something super positive and show more women in gaming. And you know what? It's not even about just women. It's about everyone, like queer, whoever you are. Because not everyone identifies as a woman, and not every person that does, you know, gets mistreated either. So whoever you are, I just feel like it was their moment to really show us, like, yes, we want this woman here. The fact that she's a Black woman, even better. It gives people like me more courage and confidence to be in this industry and to know that, like, my voice is making a difference because I see someone that looks like me or looks like someone I know. And honestly, I just really hope this does mean a little bit of downtime for a lot of those devs. Like, I know we didn't really talk about it, but I just wanted to mention it. I've heard that, like, devs that work at, like, Treyarch, you know, the people who make Call of Duty, they really want to do different things. Or they had in the past, but they were, like, kind of forced their hand at just making Call of Duty games. So I just hope that they get the chance to create the games that they want to create at the end of the day and get to experience something outside of Call of Duty for a while.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic point, because there are a lot of studios that were just like, hey, we need you to support Call of Duty. We need you to, all those good games you're making, like Vicarious Visions, who is Tony Hawk Pro Skater, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro. They made a really great Wolverine game back in the day. It'd be great for them to get back into actually making video games. I'm actually really hoping that Call of Duty becomes an every other year game. Because of this. Same. And it doesn't become this fucking every year vehicle that needs to be made, just pumped out just for the sake of pumping it out. You might actually get good Call of Duty games, you know, like great stories. I know some people might disagree, some people who actually play those games, but
yeah, obviously.
When was the last? I feel like people haven't talked about them the way old Modern Warfare games were talked about, you know, like the 360 days of Call of Duties. But before we close it out and everything, somebody in the chat asks if you know, with this being the biggest video game merger of all time, do you think Congress, CES, would step in to prevent a full merger? Like, you know, like if this is going to have antitrust implications. My quick answer is no, because Disney's been wallin'. And if they didn't stop them, then I don't know who they're going to stop. And also, Xbox is still only the third biggest publisher behind Sony, who is the direct competitor. So if Sony's not too big for their own sake, then I don't think they're gonna do anything about Microsoft.
I think to add on more for that, it's right now it's a matter. The EU is very heavy on scrutiny, especially when it comes to tech being bigger. Mm-hmm. So if they can finesse it to say, well, it's an entertainment acquisition, then they should be fine. Because when Disney did the acquisition of Fox, I think they did it with, like, it was met with like fewer antitrust concerns. Mm-hmm. So they just have to kind of finagle it to say, well, I mean, it is an entertainment company. It's not necessarily technology, even though it Microsoft itself.
Technology is used to make it.
Yeah. There's no technology is used. It is a game. Like, they can probably be able to get through it with few antitrust concerns, but I mean, it is it's a very interesting, good, great question, Amiguro. It's a very great, it's such a great area, It just depends how good your lawyer is.
Yeah, 100%.
But really,
this is where the good lawyers get paid. Yeah.
But that's such a great way to kind of start talking about like the monopolies. We were talking about that, but we never really spoke about like how now the only way for Sony to get better is for them to start buying other companies, and that becomes a scary thing in terms of like monopolization.
Yeah.
Like whoever is the bigger fish is going to win it all.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I mean that's probably something for like another time, but that's kind of where we're going to. Yeah. You know, we're leading to that.
Yeah, it just puts a lot of things into perspective, even down to what Sony has acquired already. So it's not like, obviously we're having this conversation because like this is bigger than anything that Sony's currently been acquiring over the last year. But talk about Crunchyroll, Funimation, we could talk about and those two being the main hubs of anime, and for at least on like a level of I can download the app and whatever. And those two things merging together essentially at some point, let alone Evo, which we spoke about earlier. So I do agree as well that it's very much a gray area. There's ways to finagle it. And I feel like the dollar amount is what really is the main point as to why people are looking at it as like a monopoly versus the way that they're acquiring it and how these contracts and like stuff happen between each company. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I think out of all of them, we can probably look at Disney and think, okay, yeah, they kind of come off as a little bit of monopoly because of how many things they've acquired, but the dollar amount has been significantly less than what Microsoft just blew on this whole acquisition. So yeah. I think it is, I agree. It's a gray area. It's a gray area.
Yeah. And apparently like some people who deal with like antitrust are like, yeah, like it's really big, like relatively in gaming, but like it's really not that big, like in relativity to other things that have like gained a lot of traction, like mm-hmm. T-Mobile, Sprint and some other like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, any other thoughts on this before we close it out?
No, I'm gonna go play my Xbox. And if Ivan is streaming any Pokemon, I'll watch him play some Pokemon.
Yeah,
too. I mean, I'm almost tempted to just play some Microsoft, you know, some Xbox myself. But yeah, it'll definitely be some Pokemon related stuff.
Yeah. What about you, Ivan? Anything else?
No. I think we kind of went through a lot of different topics here. I mean, we're all the way from like trust to just monopolization. This is really good. I mean, I'm just excited to see what's going to happen in the next few months.
Yeah. And in the next few years, man. Cause like,
yeah, really. Yeah.
Like I've been telling people, like Xbox has been laying the foundation and I feel like they haven't even started building the house. Like they haven't started building the house. They've just been laying the foundation. Phil Spencer has been showing up every day and he's been like, no, another layer, put another layer. We need another layer. And I don't know. I'm wondering when they're gonna start building the house. I thought it was gonna be Redfall. I hate to say this, Alyssa, but like, suppose there's rumors that might even get delayed, which sucks.
Yeah, I've heard.
Because
there's no promotion, there's no updates. Yeah. I assume when there's no updates on something that it will good. Get delayed.
Yeah.
That's why I said to you, Breath of the Wild 2 and like God of War Ragnarok. Like I could see that happening as well if they don't update.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I lost my point, but yeah, crazy. This is just crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ivan, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us.
Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, no, you already know, man, always. You're going to be on a special episode of the podcast soon, but we can't talk about that yet. Be on the lookout for that, y'all, listeners. Listeners on podcast services, live and or YouTube, where you can find all the episodes of the Save Point, by the way, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
And soon shorts and all that other stuff. You know, if you want bite size, we'll give you bite size. You know, sometimes you don't want a meal.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want a snack. Sometimes you just want to get into your fridge and, you know, just get a little nibble, you know, a little nibble. I feel that. All right. You want to close out?
You can close it out.
No, you don't like closing. I get you. I feel you. Bye, y'all. That was episode 59. Wow. Of the Save Point. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, aka Chancleta Mangu. I'm joined per usual by the lovely Alyssa Rosa. And we were joined today by the Don himself, the Pokemon Don, Ivan Navis. You already know. You can catch him later. If you're watching live, you can catch him later tonight. He'll be playing some stuffs. And if you're on YouTube watching this, go watch some of his Pokemon YouTube videos, right? Yeah. And if you listen to this on podcast services, get on YouTube and watch some of his stuff, right? And tune in live on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Okay.
Follow him too.
Underscore NAAVIIZ. You already know. Right?
Yeah.
On that note, y'all have a wonderful day, afternoon, evening, weekday, weekend, whenever it is that you're listening to this, watching this, and all that other good stuff. Appreciate you listening. Leave us a review and all that good stuff. Y'all already know. And on that note, one.
He's like, what the fuck?